A word for you from Psalm 51, verse 1. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love. According to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions. We have been looking at David's fall into darkness, one sin after the other, which we had found in 1 Samuel chapter 11. The whole world knows about his sin. There are very few, though, that acknowledge his repentance. And this is the very important part. It's not that you expect it to fall. Rather, stay away from a fall. But learn repentance, even for the smallest thing, or so-called small thing. Now notice here that after Nathan has been to him, and using that emotional story about the lamb and the poor family that God had given him to tell David, David then condemns the man because his eye regarding the sins of others is very sharp, but he's blind to his own sin. And then Nathan swings it around suddenly and says, "You are the man." And then it was that David crumbled before God and the prophet Nathan and said, "I have sinned. Please pray for me." And so we find various records of David's repentance, but this is the one that is most well known. And we start here, as we've read in verse 1, "Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love." Notice here that he doesn't plead any righteousness of his own. He doesn't give a reason for that he needs to be forgiven and that he deserves to be forgiven. Instead, he pleads God's nature, according to your steadfast love and according to your abundant mercy. Suddenly, David realizes he can no longer answer to God. He stands condemned, and he must plead the very mercies of God according to his own character. And he pleads here God's steadfast love and his abundant mercy. Before this, he was blind to it because he didn't see that he needed mercy. He didn't realize that he needed God's steadfast love, but when he realized he had sinned, he was so overwhelmed with conviction that he could only plead to the Lord himself and call upon the Lord for mercy according to the way God is. David remembered who God was for him.